Welcome to the Conversations Podcast. I'm your host, Cosme Cruz. Graduation and warm weather are on the rise here at Columbia College Chicago, calling for the perfect opportunity to show off the summer fits and tattoos that have been in hibernation these last few months. This week on Conversations, Columbia students recollect their tattoo experiences from the beginning to share their stories from what it was like for the first time. First up, junior entertainment marketing major Dario's tattoos have a pleasant surprise behind their origin.
Yeah, so my first tattoo was actually at 18 on my leg, and then that same year I got a few on my arm. It was really important to me, almost not, they don't really have any special meaning. The most meaning they have to me is that I'm just a creative person and I like the art and I like having different artwork that I could show off on my body. It's like my own personal collection of art. So it was like important to express myself in that way and kind of show it off. And a really cool story is I got this sword with hearts and this like dragon tattoo by this girl, and she said she recognized the devil and angel, and she said, "Is that Alan?" I said, "Yeah, that's his work." And she said, "That's my boyfriend." So I thought that was really cool. I had no idea they were dating or whatever. So that's really cool to have both of their artworks, boyfriend and girlfriend, on my arm. And yeah, this is just really special to me. Cool story.
Next, senior fashion production development major and sustainable fashion minor Renee has a newfound appreciation for prep work after her first tattoo.
My sister and I, we went on a road trip. We were going to a family friend's house in Crystal Lake in Illinois. And she was like, "Let's get our tattoos." And I was kind of backing out like, I don't really want a longhorn on me. But I was like, okay, yeah, let's get tattoos. So we went to just this nearby place, and I was in the car outside in the parking lot looking up like what tattoo I wanted to get, and I knew I wanted a palm tree, and so I was looking up like different images, and everything was just really last minute. And I went inside, gave them my little drawing, and I had like a few tweaks that I wanted to kind of like fix it up with, and they printed it out, and I was like, yep, looks good. And I got it on the back of my right leg above my ankle. It was so painful. It felt like they were like, towards the bottom, it felt like they were like needling a bone or something, or like hitting a bone. Anyways, so after I got the tattoo, I realized that I hated it and I want to get it removed, but I don't like it because it's basically like someone just took a Sharpie and like drew a bush on a stick. And it's not my palm tree. It's not the symbol that I love. And so that kind of, turned out to be a more of a negative thing. So that is my tattoo story.
And finally, junior cultural studies major Lexi has a deep appreciation for what it means to own a tattoo.
I love tattoos. I think they're a great way to express your personality and kind of just your goals in life. I get a lot of my tattoos as mile markers in my life. Even though I'm only 21, I still get them at big points in my life. Sometimes they're celebrations. So I got Friday the 13th tattoos. And that was some of my friend's first time getting tattoos when it was like my 15th appointment. So it was nice being able to share that moment with them. Yeah, don't let others sway your opinion about tattoos, and don't let too many people have a voice in your tattoo. If you like it, at the end of the day, that's all that matters. It doesn't matter if it's a trend. It doesn't matter if it's quote cheesy or anything like that. It just matters if you like it and it means something to you. And so I really wish people would just get tattoos that they like, not what they think others are going to like about them. We're also in a current ideology in our society that tattoos don't stop you from getting jobs. I know my tattoos, I used to do pageants. They were used as a connection to the judges, and I was able to express my personality when they just saw me. So it's not a deal breaker. I've had a lot of interviewers who have asked me about my tattoos in a job interview, and I got that job. So it's not a deal breaker for jobs.
Make sure to check out more stories like this one at ColumbiaChronicle.com and check out our other podcast, Chronicle Headlines. I'm Cosme Cruz. Thanks for listening.